strong like you, strong like me, it's not like me. We'll ever be friends. Why pretend, mom?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were talking to taking those punches.
From Deep Nelson Productions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, and we're bringing you back some live breaking news. It's official. Daniel Jacobs and Sergey Devchenko have made it official. No need for purse bids. Both men, to my understanding, are with Heyman. I know there's some rumors that maybe Daniel is not. We'll have to dig in deeper and find out one day or another. But we're here to discuss the fact that the fight is a done deal. It's going to be happening in October. We got a couple of details to bring you, and we're going to just break this fight down a little bit, initially. So we got a whole bunch of panelists. So let's get this thing started. Remember, the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. International callers or people that just don't want to spend any minutes, you want to call in and sound crystal clear, download the Skype app on Android or iPhone, absolutely free. Add Nestor Gibbs as a friend and be part of the show.
Dala DiBiase Productions.
BJ, who's going to beat me? Did you predict it's going to be? He lost his smash.
Why isn't Wilder on that night, brother? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, yes. Welcome back, everybody. No need for purse bids. Who would have thought it? Eddie Hearn and Ludabella coming to an agreement and working together. So, can't wait to chop it up, talk about it, see what the rest of you guys have got to say.
Eddie and Lou doing business. Let's head on out to the Bay Area. Ron, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? We have a pretty good show. We got two fighters that are trained by the same trainer, and now they have to duke it out for the vacant belt. So I'm pretty excited for this and see how this turns out.
And last but not least, Mike, what up?
Yo, what's going on, people? Looking forward to talk about Sergey Devchenko and Danny Jacobs. They are trained by the same trainer, so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with that.
Well, I obviously have Eddie Hearn's tweet pulled up, so if you could do me a favor, Rob, I'm pretty sure you already have it up, but get Lou DiBella's reply. As I quote Eddie's, after weeks of negotiations with my dear friend at Lou DiBella, delighted to agree terms for Daniel Jacobs versus Devchenko for the IBF world title on HBO, a date coming soon. But obviously there's numerous reports that have been out speculating date and venues. But what was Lou DiBella's reply?
Lou DiBella replied, and I don't know if you got it there with Eddie Hearn saying, my good friend. Obviously there's been a lot of back and forth with all the other stuff going on. So whether that was, a little tongue-in-cheek comment. So Lou quote tweeted Eddie saying, so at Eddie Hearn and I closed a deal for one of the best fights that can be made in the middleweight division. Imagine that, Eddie and I co-promoting a big fight. He's still a cheeky little bastard, but I look forward to a big card and some good, nasty back and forth. And then the winking emoji, hashtag boxing.
I think you're spot on with wondering or assuming that there's a little bit of salt there from both guys. Obviously Lou, more of an East Coaster, Mike, coming right out and saying he's a cheeky little bastard. Whereas, you know, Eddie's like my good friend, Lou DiBella.
Yeah, more sarcasm a little bit rather than the straight out cheeky little bastard.
But it got to make you wonder, what if Lou was involved in the Wilder negotiations? How would that have
Please don't turn it out.
I'm not.
Eddie and Lou do not get along. Like, they've cursed.
I know they don't get along. I know that they don't get along. But for public appeal.
Eddie will never do business with someone unless he's getting the upper hand. Remember, when he was negotiating with Lou DiBella, he was saying Lou DiBella is not even Deontay's promoter. He said Lou DiBella is a shell. You know, he's a small-time promoter. He always took shots at him.
He said, like, he promotes events that Wilder fights on.
Yeah.
But tell me if I'm wrong. Sergey Dovzhenko, he's the person that's going to get the most of the split, right?
Well, no, it's a vacant title shot, so.
But I thought he was the mandatory, though, for it, right?
He is, and someone got skipped over, and it landed on Jacobs. And if Jacobs doesn't want it, then it lands on, I forgot the name. I just read it.
I think it was Boo-Boo.
Boo-Boo.
That's right. Demetrius Andrade. So they better take it.
Yeah, and mandatory doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get the bigger purse bid or any of the percentage of anything. I mean, it looks like it's gonna be on HBO Boxing, you know, and it looks like that's on Eddie Hearn's terms. It's gonna be in New York, you know, Daniel Jacobs' backyard and stuff like that. And it'll probably be at Madison Square Garden or Barclays Center. And that's what they were saying around October 28th or October 27th. And Jacobs is actually getting the trainer in his corner in this fight too. So they're both trained by the same trainer.
Did any of you guys really think that Andre Rozier, who calls Jacobs his son, wasn't going to be in the corner for him?
No, but if you're Sergey, man, you got to be pretty shitty, though. If he's just going to leave you like that, I know Danny Jacobs is his son, blah, 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 blah. But Danny Jacobs, if they were good friends and like sparring partners, he didn't have to take this fight. But I understand it's for a belt.
I mean, it's for position, bro. You get a belt and then all of a sudden – the winner of Triple G is looking at you, you know, winner of Triple G Canelo. If you're Jacobs, you got to do this. And yeah, we're friends, but I actually like this. Earlier this morning, which you could go check it on iTunes and obviously right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. You could check out our earlier podcast with Gerald Miller and the negotiations or, you know, back and forth fiasco between he and Andy Ruiz. And in that particular situation, it's more about ranking and a side kind of I'm higher than you, I don't need you, you need me thing, where here it's none of that. You know, I mean, again, with Baby Miller, we've seen him say, oh no, Adam Wanaki's my friend. Here we see none of that. Jacobs isn't saying, oh, I've been sparring this guy, he's my guy, you know, I don't want to do that, he needs a world nah, he's like, fuck it, we fighting. And I like that. And for Andre Rozier, I think it just shows that he's telling you who he sees has the upside, the pedigree, the future, right? Like, because one is 31, one is 32, and the 32-year-old is the Ukrainian prospect. Like, do you really want to go with that guy that, you know, is about to be my age and hasn't meddled up yet? And by meddle, obviously, I mean the title.
I think Rozier choose to back the guy he thinks is favorite, or is it, would he want to be in the corner of Danny, who is, like you say, is his son? I mean, either way, he's going to have the title in his stable. So I'm sure that the fact that this was being negotiated and everything like that, that Derechenko, I mean, Mike was saying maybe he's a little salty about it or feeling a bit, you know, bumped to one side over this, but it was being negotiated. I think maybe you could have seen this coming, that the main trainer was going to be Daniel Jacobs' side of things.
I mean, well, Keith Conley is the manager for both, you know, Jacobs and Derevchenko, and he made it clear early on numerous interviews saying that there was not going to be an issue. You know, the Derevchenko had no issue with Rozier moving on, and Rozier had no issue defend, you know, going into that with Jacobs. So, but what do you guys think of the matchup? I mean, should we be excited? This is a guy that essentially Triple G ducked. Now, did he duck him for a better opportunity in Canelo? Absolutely. So could we say avoided? Yeah. You know, pass, step the side, I guess. You know?
Yeah, I think ducks maybe a little stronger word. Like you say, maybe other words are better off. But I like the fight. To me, what I find is interesting is that this is for the IBF, and Jacobs won't be able to pile on that big, you know, that big weight advantage that he goes into on fight night. Because didn't he forego that in the Triple G match? He just piled on the weight and wasn't interested, you know, thus not fighting for the IBF title at that point, I think. But
absolutely. But I also do think that that the Derevchenko, he's not really well known because he only has like 12 or 13 fights. So
I was going to say, like, Derevchenko was actually competed in the 2007 World Amateur Boxing Championships, and he actually placed bronze, and Lomachenko competed in there. Lomachenko actually got silver, and then Dmitry Andrade got gold when he competed in welterweight. So they said that was actually one of their bigger amateur boxing championships, and they all three competed in there, and they all placed pretty high in there. So he actually has a pretty good background and a pedigree. And if you look at Daniel Jacobs, his last like convincing loss, because the Triple G was controversial and many people thought that Jacobs won, is when he fought Dmitry Pirong. And that was like a kind of a jumpy, over dodging kind of style that Derevchenko is kind of familiar with that Ukrainian style.
Yeah, they're both Eastern European fighters, so they probably bring the same style to the ring. But you got to take them to account that when Jacob lost to P-Rod, we don't know if that cancer was in his body at the time or not either.
Yeah, that's 2010 we're going back to for that one. So a lot of water under the bridge right there.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure he's gotten way better. I mean, he just fought, you know, Triple G. He has the confidence. You know, he's had two performances that he came out the winner, you know, and I'm sure that, you know, I'm pretty excited myself just to see how much better that he's gotten, and seeing that, you know, this is considered like, you know, an Eastern European prospect that, you know, many people felt that, you know, he'd probably have a good matchup in the top middleweight division.
Yeah,
I think definitely feeling himself.
Is, man. I mean, you know, if you're going to beat Jacobs, you know, I would have wanted you to go in there and, you know, starch Terriano. Now, I mean, you know, Jacobs has been down by Mora, right? So Sergey has a bit of a shot, but I think there's just you're too comfortable. These guys are sparring partners, bro. They're too comfortable with each other. I hope it doesn't turn into a boring fight. You know, I mean, Jacobs, let's be honest, the last two on HBO have we, you know. And even though we know this guy, like, they're all there. It's like Ari, Selecki, Derevchenko, all that shit sounds the same.
I know what you mean. He hasn't, you know, set the world on fire with the last couple of performances. You know, people talk, like, what a great performance, and that was with Golovkin, but that was still a loss. So, you know, he stopped Truax, which, you know, De Gale couldn't do in 24 rounds and things like that. I'm interested in this 10-pound weight limit.
First step up, I believe, right? Unless Truax had the Jermaine Taylor step up, then the Daniel Jacobs fight.
Let me quickly check that. But
all in all, I mean, Truax is a, you know, club fighter that, you know, blue collar, you know, from Minnesota. You know, it's like he is boxing. Okay, he is the epitome of the underdog story. Like, he wasn't supposed to be where he was. You know,
no, I get you. But like I said before, I think for me, what's going to be interesting is the 10-pound is it 10-pound weight limit, the next day weigh in, and how.
Shout out to Kaz. The 24-hour deadline is at 336 hours old.
come on. Let's stay on topic. Stay on topic. but yeah, the IBF next day, you know, next day check on the weight, the 10-pound limit. That's going to be interesting to me, just how Jacob's, because he normally likes to come in super big, right?
Yeah, he does come in pretty heavy, but also.
I can't believe IBF is even sanctioning this guy after what he did.
Yeah, I've seen that. I think Golovkin's got, was it Abel Sanchez mentioned that as well, I think.
I mean, let's be honest. You know, they have no respect for themselves. Like, he, something at least should be done. Like, what was done? Did he have a penalty?
I don't know. I don't know if he was. It just, I guess, you miss weight, you don't fight for the title. That's
just manipulates the system, and it's all good, and still gets elevated for a title shot with the same system he manipulated.
Yeah, and if it was Abel Sanchez that threw out the shots, so, you know, look a little bit closer to home, your guy got stripped for it. So, you know, the same title. So, but yeah, I guess it's down to what people think, but they're in that position. You know, we're three fights into Jacob's HBO deal. This will be the third fight, and it's for a title. So, I know it's kind of circumstances that have brought this.
Go ahead and say it. Kudos.
No. It's just in the past you said, what has he done? What have we done for this deal? But I know it's circumstances that have brought this around with Golovkin getting stripped of it, but three fights into his deal and he's getting a title shot, you know? And
who are you giving this credit to?
Lou DiBella and Eddie Hearn. For working together nicely.
He already had a title before. Eddie Hearn, big thing was we got to make Jacobs into a bigger star. He got to be
the story.
And he made him into a bigger star. He fought guys that I can't even spell their names.
Exactly.
Arias is only like five letters. Come on. I'll give you a Seletsky. That's a tricky one.
But earlier, maybe he's getting paid well because he did tell Charlo when he walked by him in the alley.
He's getting
money. Yeah, getting you ain't making. You ain't touched no M's yet.
Yeah.
He's so definitely getting money.
So after this, do you think Danny Jacobs is going to stay with Eddie Hearn and Matchroom if he wins this fight?
I mean, why not? He's got a 6-fight deal with HBO.
I think as soon as that 6-fight deal is up, he'll probably go to. If he stays with Eddie, he'll probably end up on the zone.
No, but if you're Daniel Jacobs, why are you mad at Eddie? He's gotten you paid over $1 million on HBO to fight C-level fighters.
And now a title shot. So, and like Mike said, if Jacobs can take this title and then the next three fights, he still, you know, defends that title and the HBO deal's up. Eddie Hearn's then got maybe another world champion to put on DAZN. So just see how it pans out. But I like the fight. I think Derevchenko is, you know, he looks decent to me. I've not seen a lot of him, I'll be honest, but what I've seen, it looks good to me. And Jacobs, yeah, he needs a standout performance, I think, on HBO. Now he's come across and for a title, it's all good.
This is going to be a dog fight. Final thought up.
I was just going to say he definitely looks better than Danny Jacobs' previous opponent, so it should make for a good fight.
Yep.
And final thoughts, you guys?
just a little history thing. Angelo Dundee trained Muhammad Ali and Jimmy Ellis once upon a time, and he had a pick between the two, and he actually joined Ellis's corner in that fight. Muhammad Ali knocked out Jimmy Ellis, and it could be maybe the same possibility, seeing that since he doesn't have the trainer in his corner, maybe this might fuel him, maybe make him the underdog. And we may see something that people probably didn't predict. So,
final thought, Ron, you really are the geek of the team.
I love it. We were missing like history facts and shit like that.
Yeah. But yeah, final thought, you know, title shot, Jacobs. Say again?
Ron is just a mystery, man.
He is. He's the IQ behind the IQ. But yeah, final thought on it is, you know, title shot for Danny Jacobs, three fights into his deal. Going to be, like you say, interesting dynamic with the same trainer for both fighters. But yeah, I like the matchup. And October, New York, I guess we'll be thinking it's probably Barclays, right, with the Ludabella involvement.
The info is saying Barclay and Madison Square Garden. So I'm guessing Eddie Hearn has a connect into Madison Square and he's going to make the Barclay bid a little bit more. Listen, he's maximizing revenue.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying with Ludabella being involved, you probably lean towards Barclays being the favorite.
You can lean, but remember, it's just like Showtime HBO. You have to bid.
Yeah, I get that, but Madison Square Garden, that's I don't know the size difference as in capacity over the Barclays, but
listen, Madison Square Garden makes a good case. Remember, that's where Triple G fights. Triple G doesn't fight in the Barclays Center, plus Madison Square Garden holds 20,000, you know, in Barclays.
And also that arena is like a prestigious arena, so
the Mecca
tickets and stuff will be a lot more.
The Barclay has just taken over, but Madison Square Garden is always known for boxing. And, you know, it does more ticket sales, right? It gets up to 20, whereas Barclays, I mean, we've only seen it go up to maybe 16, I think, with the Keith and Danny fight. But let's open up these phone lines. We're going to go out to our sponsors. But first, the callers, you know the number to call in. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion on this topic right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget, download Skype, absolutely free, Android or iPhone. Add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Become friends and be part of the conversation.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Nikki, what's going on, brother?
Oh, mate,
you got some shitty sound going on.
Brother, you hear me?
We hear you. What's up, brother?
What's going on?
Another day, another podcast.
You lot in the US ain't into the football. The rest of the world is watching the World Cup.
The world what?
Man, fuck that game that y'all play with y'all feet. What kind of shit is that? Pick up the ball. Pick up the ball.
Robber, you lot need to school him on it, mate.
I'm wearing the Three Lions right now, bro.
School you on what are you supposed to do when you're calling to TBV? And it's not named to talk about foosball.
The ball voice.
This, can I just say one thing? Please, can I just say one thing? Now Wilder wants 50-50 split. Who's ducking who now? Please.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm ducking you, baby. I can't answer that. I'm ducking you. Let's go out to the 253. Oh, okay. 258. 253. 258. 253. 258. First time caller. 253. 258. First time caller. We hear you. We hear you breathing.
253.
We hear you. He just wants to listen. All right. Horrible.
Hey, Ness, check your email. I got the call list from 235 done.
I got it up. But that number is not there. 832, you're up.
What up, Boxing Voice?
Well, yo, I need your name, bro, because you've called in before and we don't have it.
Oh, Brandon from Houston.
Brandon from Houston. What up, brother? Talk to us.
But yeah. I'm glad Danny Jacobs is about to get that strap. Because I was worried about, you know, if he ever fought Jamal, it would just be for his little interim belt. But, you know, I hope Jacobs go ahead and get that belt so he can go ahead and run that belt to Charlo so he can, you know, get that unification with Triple G. And that's about it. Lions only.
Well, all right, brother. Lions only. Let's go out to Troy in Baltimore. Talk to me.
Big up yourselves, man. You know,
wow, that was loud. But you know what? I actually love the I actually love Jacob's backstory. The man came back from cancer, and he did some great things since he's came back into the sport, right? And I actually love that. But I think, I don't know who made the comment that Hearns and Lou are actually working together. I don't know who made that comment, but it just always amazes me that you have all these promoters that are in business for one thing, to make money. Why don't they just work together? What's the big
deal? That was me, Troy.
With all these promoters. Huh?
That was me who made that comment.
Yeah, well, the thing is that they're not really working together, are they? I mean, it was a purse bid, and if they didn't negotiate, I'm telling you, if there was a purse bid, and if they didn't negotiate, it would have went to purse bid. So they negotiated before going to purse bid. So it usually works. With two separate promoters, that's how it takes usually a vacant title to get two guys to work together, or
a big fight.
Or an A side contacts a promoter that has a good B side. You know, it's never a two way street, except for big fights.
Yeah. Because I remember when there was, you did the Duva's King and Top Rank. This is before Aaron actually stole Top Rank. Because he didn't always have Top Rank at first, right? He was a lawyer for Top Rank, but he wasn't the man at Top Rank. They all worked together. I mean, Bob Arum could not stand Don King, but he loves money. Don King could not stand Arum, but he loves money. Duva didn't give a damn. He just wanted to put his fighters in and make money and build his company. So when did all this softness come into the sport of boxing? Like, okay, I'm not going to work with him because, you know, he offended me. When did all that happen?
I guess with Bob Arum.
No, it ain't happened with him because he's been in there for over 50 years. So no.
Well, it did happen with him. He got upset when Oscar left and started his own Golden Boy company. And that is what started Cold War. In boxing, that term Cold War was used to distinguish the war between Top Rank and Golden Boy.
That was against him and Oscar. They didn't have anything to do with anybody else.
Okay, but those are two separate. You asked me to tell you when did it start. When did two promoters,
when did it start, but you telling me when something started.
All right,
started
so when did
Aaron
it start? So when did it start?
If I had that answer, trust me, I wouldn't have asked the question.
All right. Well, we're going to see if someone else can answer it. Who's out there listening? Troy in Baltimore, thank you for calling in. We're going out to Boston. The Porgy Master.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay Showtime to see you all damn women putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I think I'm going to fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You know what that's for, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, what a great show. Come stop, donate. Hey, yo! What's happening, people?
What's going on, Georgie?
Rob! Team Rob!
My man, come on.
We're making this fight happen, brother. Man, it's taking over. Listen, brother, we got to give it to Eddie. Eddie's in the market. HBO Flatline, Showtime fucking with this bullshit fight. Bob Arum doing garbage too. And as a good investor, when the market's low, that's when you invest. When shit cannot go any fucking bottom down, it's almost belly up. So he's going to grab his fucking billions of dollars, come over here and make it happen. Thank you, Eddie Hearn. Shout out to the fucking UK, to England, doing good. Hopefully we get that World Cup. Ness, who the fuck you got fucking timing out George in the fucking chat, nigga? That's unheard of.
Hold on, Georgie, right quick, man. Georgie, let me ask you a question. The last couple of fights Eddie Hearn put on in New York, have they been anywhere near the level of fights that the Showtime has put on?
No, hell no. Can't lie, brother. But you know what? The man got to get his feet wet. A lot of promoters on this side of the pan push their card too. So they all do. And I'm not going to single out Eddie Hearn. Why should I do that when they all do it?
Well, don't give him all the credit then either.
The mafia a chance. Listen, the UK man got shit going on. They're making shit happen, baby. You seen their shows? American used to be proud to be the only motherfucker who can put the greatest show on earth. Every time these men go to Wimbledon, you see the fireworks, the laser, the lights. 90,000 motherfuckers out there. Come on, B. It's people making shit happen. Give it up to them. Stop hating. Everybody donate. I'm Maori. Don't tie me on this shack because I'm coming for you.
UK loves you, Georgie.
513-212. 513-212. First time caller?
Yeah, first time caller.
Hold on one second, buddy. Here we go. All right, what's your name?
Brandon.
Brandon, where you calling from?
Cincinnati, Ohio. About billions.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. All right, represent. I used to live in Toledo, Ohio.
AD in the building. About billion.
Oh, go ahead, baby. Take it away.
Oh, no. Like the fight. I think it's a real good fight for, you know, diehard boxing fans. Probably won't get a whole lot of casual interest. But I think this can be a dangerous fight for Danny Jacobs. I'm a big Danny Jacobs fan, so I want him to win. But you got to, you know, put this in perspective. This, like you, one of your co-hosts said earlier, might be motivated with the trainer picking Jacobs over him. Plus, you got to think, too, like, Darren Yevchenko, he's kind of in the same type of situation somebody like King Kong Ortiz is in, where he's like a tough guy. He's going to be a tough fight for anybody, but his name ain't going to generate a whole lot of money. So this might be his only shot. Had a, you know, nice payday, so he might come in extra motivated for that. So it's he'll shape up to be a, you know, pretty good fight, because he knows if he loses this fight, ain't nobody else gonna be knocking on his door to fight him. So yeah, I think it's gonna be a good fight, but I'm pulling for Jacobs to get the win, because I really want to see Jacobs and somebody like Saunders fight. That's the fight I, you know, really want to see, Jacobs and Billy Joe Saunders. That's my call, man. Thanks.
All right,
hold on, Ness. Hold on, Ness. We got 150 watching and only 51 thumbs up. Y'all hit that thumbs up button for me real quick, please. Hit that thumbs up.
Yes! Yes!
Mike's on thumb watch.
Yeah. Fucking Rob with his one-liners.
So good.
Who we got here? 253. Let me see if we got that down. Nope. 253-258. Not a first time caller, but we don't got you down. What's your name, brother? Where are you calling from?
My name's Lenny. I'm from Tacoma, Washington.
Lenny. Talk to me.
I've talked to you before, old time caller. But I think the Danny Jacobs fight is a good fight for both of the fighters. It's a good opportunity for Danny. I don't know about the whole Eddie Hearn part of it, because no one really knows what's going on with that. But, and as far as the other dude calling earlier saying Wilder is crazy for asking for 50-50, all that's just a mess.
Yeah, well, don't forget to subscribe, because guess what? We're going to be talking some Wilder. Shelly Finkel, he has come out. There's audio. He's airing his side of everything and, you know, insinuating that Eddie never wanted this fight and he's nothing but a liar. So we got you down, yeah. Lenny, from Tacoma, Washington.
Isn't this the opinion we've been wanting to hear, the Shelly Finkel version?
This is what we've been wanting to hear, but I highly doubt that people are going to accept this as truth. Because, you know, people want to hear what they want to hear. But listen, Lenny, let me get to some other callers. Don't forget to subscribe, because we are coming back with that show, and that's obviously what you want to talk about. We're going out to Mark in England. What's going on?
Yo, what's up? I think that this is
an okay fight, like Jacobs versus Derevyanchenko. I know that he's not like very well known to a lot of people in America, but I actually do like to look at Eastern European boxers quite a lot. And he has a really good jab. Like, he's got a really good jab, and he's got a very good pull counter. And that might be decent against Jacobs, because he's going to want to step off Jacobs to let Jacobs lead. Even though Jacobs normally gets in heavy, he's going to be, like, kind of, like, just a little bit more hesitant with the weight to do with the IBF standings and how they do the weight on the day. So it'll be more interesting. But my only question is, where will Jacobs go after this Derevyanchenko fight? Because if he stays with Eddie Hearn, there's absolutely no way in hell he's going to get the Billy Joe Saunders fight, because Warren and Hearn aren't going to work together. And if he tries to pursue Triple G, Triple G, according to most people, is probably going to lose to Canelo on points, according to a lot of people, whether you believe that or not, I don't know. But if
Billy Joe Saunders chooses to fight the Gail, and he drops that belt, then Danny Jacobs probably wouldn't want to fight him anymore.
And listen, if you're Danny Jacobs, you got plenty of options. Not only do you have Canelo Triple G winner, you still could face the loser, all right? Depending on if Triple G retires, or obviously if Canelo loses, you could face Canelo. And Saunders, if he doesn't face DeGale, I'm pretty sure they can make it happen.
Dimitri, Charlo.
Warren hasn't had, you got Dimitri there. I mean, you got Charlo, who's still with Heyman. They can do that and provide those services. I don't know, man.
Charlo fight, definitely, yeah. But it's very unlikely that Saunders and Jacobs will fight under Hearn, obviously, and Warren. That's a very unlikely thing to happen. Those tensions are really bad. And if anyone doesn't know what happened there, just look back at what happened when Eddie Hearn took over the Sky Sports contract.
Yeah, but it's still a long time ago, for one. And we thought the same of Bob Arum and Golden Boy. And we thought the same of Bob Arum and Al Heyman. And all those guys have done business with each other, one another, or together. So, I just think that stigma of this guy doesn't work with that guy, that depends on how much money there is to be made.
If the money's right.
I was about to say, one thing in boxing, when it makes money, it makes sense.
Yeah, but when it's Frank Warren, he's got like one of these kind of like complexes that doesn't allow him to like let anybody lead ahead of him.
And all right, tell us, Mark. Frank Warren has Tyson. You don't think he's going to try and deal with Eddie to get a fucking Joshua fight when the time comes?
And a belly fight.
I know. It's like impossible. Like you can't have a grudge with Eddie for Fury. You have to do that business for the betterment of your client. Let's go out to Michael on Skype. Michael, talk to me.
Hey guys. You know what? I like this fight. I like Jacobs. I think that him having a belt will put him in a better position for when after the Canelo Golovkin fight happens. So I think that with Billy's Joe Saunders, I think he's going to vacate and he's going to go and fight James DeGale. He's after the big money now. He's calling out Aimee Carr, for God's sake. So he's after the big money, and I don't think he's going to keep that belt for long. But I think that for Danny Jacobs, having that belt would mean that it's going to make him more valuable to whoever wins the Triple G and the Canelo fight. I think that I'd rather him fight Golovkin, because I think he'll get better credit if he beats, because I think Golovkin is going to be there for the taking. He was very close in that last fight, and I liked it, and I want to see that fight again. With Canelo, I'm not sure about Canelo. If he wins, I think he'll want to fight Jacobs, but I would probably respect Jacobs beating Triple G than Canelo, but, because I don't really rate him. He's been... I rate Triple G better. His Triple G skills better than Canelo's skills. But I'm happy with the fight. I'm happy with him going the IBF route. And I like Jacobs. I've seen his last few fights, and I want him to be successful. And I think he will get the respect that he will deserve down the line.
Well, all right, Michael. Thanks for calling in. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. You can hit that in the future, present, past. It really doesn't matter. But guess what? It helps with the visibility of the show. Let's us around here know that this is the type of stuff you want. Announcement shows. This fight's official. You want to hear that it's official. So hit that thumbs up button, letting us know. Let's head on out to our boomeranger, Amin in New Jersey. Talk to us. Sorry, that is not drive-by, buddy.
Yo.
Drive-by.
Where's that intro?
Nah, this is a...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, fucking Rob. Y'all in the rush, yo, man. Rob. No, we're not in a rush. It's just I'm doing 101 things, trying to get it down. A little bit difficult.
Come on, Mission Control. Get your shit together. Hit that intro.
Nah, we got to get Blog Talk on board. So I can be doing that.
Where is it? I'm like, I need to talk right now.
I never get the Blog Talk email for the background.
I sent it, but this is lovely. On air. You know,
working out the king.
And I still
Amin, what'd you think of this fight, man?
There he goes.
Yeah. Oh, okay, there you go.
Just like the king is what I mean. The king is what I mean. Man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Shake it down. Hold up. Let's make this official. Everybody disagree with it.
Seamless. We'll chop that out.
proper fucking intro.
Let's go.
Yo, listen, first things first, man. I always say TBV is at its peak when I feel like I'm left out. There's so many shows, man, and I don't get to be. I feel like I'm left. That's when I know it's getting good. A lot of content, a lot of great shit going on. Even though boxing's been in a bit of a lull, we got some good shit coming up. Jacobs Derevchenko, listen, middleweight is getting nice, man, because I feel like I got Jacobs pulling this one out. That's number one. Let me say that. I don't think there's no way in hell the experience. Jacobs is in a position kind of like with Canelo, where when Canelo lost to Mayweather, it really wasn't a loss. So, you know, when Jacobs, and not just by what people see in the eyes of the public, whether they're casual or hardcore, I'm talking about the skill you gain from fighting a certain type of fighter. So I think him going back into the ring with Triple G, you know, I got him pulling that one out too. I'm more intrigued by Jacobs and Canelo. Like, that's the fight. I'm like, I wouldn't care who won, but I would pick Jacobs. It's like, it will be a lot for me to really figure out, you know, a definite outcome. I don't know, man. I think it's really with the middleweights, because finally it was kind of stale. We was waiting on Canelo and Triple G. It's a lot of shit with that. But I think somebody said Saunders might move to fight DeGale. I don't blame him, because I don't know if it's enough money down there, because he not only I guess he priced himself out, or he let too many buses pass him and them shit stopped running. You know what I mean? Because I don't know why he just held that belt hostage. I don't want to say typical European champion. I don't want to say no shit like that, but you take a fucking belt and you hold it hostage, and then you outprice yourself from some of the best fights. But that's pretty much it, man. I'm excited. I'm about to go back to doing what I do. If there's another show, I'm on it. Great show so far, so good. TBV. Peace, fellas.
Amin, thank you for calling in, brother.
Shout out to Amin for the great call.
Yeah, man. I like how he didn't want to say about European fighters taking belts hostage and then said it.
I mean, that's like saying, with all due respect, then you say something disrespectful.
No, but you know what? I mean, when it comes to that, I think that he was wrong. Like, I mean, Billy Joe gave some people shots, right? Like, he gave Lemieux a shot. You know, he tried to negotiate with Triple G. I guess thinking back, he should have took the $4 million, right? Or did he ask for $4 million?
From what I keep hearing is that he keeps outpricing himself. He keeps wanting these big fights, and then the other teams are saying he's demanding too much money.
Yeah, because I think it was an offer of $4 million, or he wanted $4 million to fight Triple G in Kazakhstan. But let's go out to Tano in Richmond, California.
What's up, Ness? I think this is a good fight. I definitely am pulling for Jacobs to win. I think Jacobs will win with his experience. Just with his overall resume and also his fight with Triple G, he should definitely pull it off. And, I mean, I would like to see Jacobs versus Canelo after Jacobs gets the belt. But, I mean, my honest opinion of Canelo is I feel like Canelo never really fights anyone who's a big threat to him. You know, everyone he fights, I feel it's kind of strategically cherry-picked to where it's like he'll pick a certain fighter, but it's like you never see Canelo in a real fight to where you're like, oh, shit, Canelo might lose this fight. The big threat I've seen him fight is Triple G so far, and I was really shocked that he took it. But outside of that, when have you ever seen Canelo get in a fight with someone to
Floyd,
where you're like, oh, shit.
Laura.
Floyd, Laura, Trout, Cotto.
Like,
what? Kirkland.
Nah, not Kirkland.
Let's be like, it might be tripping.
Now,
yo, that's I'm where Mike fucked
right
it up.
Now,
like, we all named one.
Hey, man, y'all took all the good names.
Okay, okay, Donald, since you're talking about right now, since you're talking about right now, right now, right now, well, he fucking fought Triple G and he immediately is rematching. No, he fought Triple G and he's immediately rematching.
No, that's cool. No, yeah, that's cool. But after that, what is he going to do? Is he going to run out of the division? Is he going to, if he beats Triple G, he will not fight Charlo. He's going to give that WBC belt to Charlo, unless somehow Charlo goes for another fight somewhere. I can willing to bet anyone, any money.
Maybe, man. Maybe Oscar fought black fighters, bro. Oscar fought black fighter.
That's
maybe
Oscar. That's Oscar,
and that's who's guiding his career.
Oscar is trying to keep him undefeated.
Man,
yeah.
Man, one thing about fighters, man. Fighters fight. They ain't scared of nobody.
With Floyd.
They were Oscar was asking not to fight Laura, like specifically.
And a lot of people were scared for Floyd in that fight. A lot of people thought Canelo could possibly be Floyd because of the size.
Hey, bro. Where do you work at, man? Where do you work at, bro?
What?
Where do you work at?
What do you mean, where do I work at?
I'm just asking a question.
What does that have to do with anything?
They need to drug test you, bro, because you're tripping. You're tripping, man. Yes, you are tripping. You're calling in saying Canelo hasn't fought nobody. Right. Canelo has one of the best track records in boxing. Come on, bro.
Well, I didn't say he didn't fight. That's not what I said. I didn't say
you
he didn't
said
fight
he ain't been in a fight.
Same difference, bro.
No, I said he doesn't fight anyone that's a threat to him as
but
of right
Laura
now.
Laura like, was
he
a
won't
threat.
Fight Canelo. I mean, he won't fight Charlo.
But why would he fight? Why would why would he fight those guys? They don't represent more of a threat than Triple G or
no
more
money.
I know.
Yeah.
Come on, Donald. You know better than that.
Great call, Donald. Thanks for your call, buddy.
Yeah, that is a good call, man. Listen, you always gotta excite people. You never know what happens.
Absolutely.
There's gonna be a demographic that's gonna be right behind you, rooting, believing that Canelo hasn't fought anybody. Let's go out to Idris in the UK.
Yes, yes, my brothers. Listen, man. My man, new guy that just joined the panel, man. Sorry, man. What's your name?
The guy with the hat. Talk about me.
Yeah. You, man. I like what you're doing, man. You're doing a good job, man. You're giving Rob a run for his money as well, man. Rob, you're gonna have to step it up, man.
Get out of here.
Yeah, man. Rob's a legend, man.
I'm not gonna lie, Rob. You're my guy in that bar, man. He's giving you a run for your money, man.
Thanks for the love.
You know, Rob, man. Rob tries to be the smart guy, isn't it? Sometimes, you know, I got love for you, Rob, and that man.
Yeah. Three lions, man. Three lions.
Yeah, Free Lions, man. It's coming home, man. You know how it is. Listen, what's it? Dovzhenko and thing. This is a good fight, yeah. I see Jacobs winning it, but what you guys have to remember is he's still got another three fights with HBO. I think he's going to fight three bums. That's the only thing I hate to say, because Eddie's going to try and take him to the zone. So why would he put him in there with anyone dangerous before his contract runs out? You know what I mean? They're going to have to keep that IBF hostage until his thing runs out. So we're just going to see another Lewis Ayres sort of fight and that. You're not trying to say probably a bum from the UK. Probably Martin Murray trilogy.
Murray's WBC number one. How did that happen? How did you?
I don't know. They're going to give him money. They're going to throw him for a trilogy and then they're going to try to take him to the zone.
Because Murray won an eliminator.
Murray's going to be, he's going to be fighting Rosado on the zone for that eliminator. For that WBC silver he just got. Versus Roberto Garcia.
I forgot.
47 pounder.
Forgot in the WBC, you have to fight multiple eliminators to get the shot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look.
Look at Dillian White, yeah.
And Sean Porter.
Yeah, look at Sean Porter.
Who do you think? What's the three fights to give him if they're going to try and protect him until he goes to the zone? I'm trying to think.
Who's three fights?
You're saying if Jacobs wins the bout, he's going to see out his contract with Bums.
Just he's gonna, so Eddie, he's gonna have to do it mandatory at least once, you know? I mean,
No.
I don't see him just fighting Bums, though, listen, bro. That's not Jacobs.
Fighting Sergey Dervishenko, a guy that Gennady didn't want to fight. He's not going to be fighting Bums. This is a tough fight.
I know, but that's for the title, man.
All right, so then his next fight will be the winner or loser of Triple G Canelo, bro. Like, if Triple G loses, listen, if Triple G loses and Canelo doesn't want to do a trilogy for whatever reason, right? Triple G's best option is Daniel Jacobs for the IBF title. And so is Daniel Jacobs.
I actually believe Golovkin is going for Billy Joe Saunders. I don't know why. I think they're going to have
he could only go for Saunders if he wins. He can't go for Saunders if he loses.
And then since Spike O'Sullivan has a Golden Boy and HBO, if there is a trilogy, then
Idris Charlo he's not left out. Charlo's right there and he's coming. He's the mandatory. And after the Gennady and the Canelo fight, you're going to be seeing a lot of articles about WBC saying that they have to negotiate. And, you know, we're either going to get a strip or we're going to get somebody dance with the devil. You know, and if Canelo wins, I think he'll do it in Texas. Why not? I think they'll just push it back. Maybe they'll do, they'll tell Charlo and Heyman, look, let's do one fight. And then we do the, you know, Charlo Canelo in Texas, you know, so they both have like a hometown fight, you know, and then they go with the big Dallas Stadium, 50,000. I think they can do it easy. I mean, fuck. Who Canelo put 40,000 with Liam Smith? Shit, he put 80,000 with Charlo.
Shout out to Beefy Smith.
Earl put 12,000 with Campos. You know what I'm saying? Texas will come out. They'll come out, man. These boys are different. You know, they got that Migos movement, man. Everything they post is Balenciagas and shit like that. I don't even know how to spell the shoes they buying these days. That's what I'm telling you. So I think they will.
Did you see? Hold on. Did you see his shoe closet when he was like redecorating or whatever?
I seen that. I seen millions of dollars right there. I mean, but look, yo, listen. I never fault anybody from the inner city that gets money and you know starts to indulge in life because yo, you know that's what you strived for. You know, you want to have everything. So they doing it. They, you know, as long as they managing their money correctly. And most of these fighters, you know, are in real estate. We were talking about that on another show. So they're doing better than, you know, yesterday's fighters. But final thoughts, Jacobs, Dervishenko. I'm happy to see it get done. Like I said, you know, we've seen fighters like Adrian Broner say Errol Spence is his brother. Lamont Peterson is his brother. Rashid Warren is his brother. Gervonta is his brother. Fucking everyone's his brother. All right. So Robert Easter's his brother. You know, who is Broner going to fight? Jacobs ain't talking that language. Jacobs is not talking that language. So salute to Daniel Jacobs for being a stand up fighter. Salute to Sergey Dervishenko that even though Andre Rogil would not be in his corner and is choosing sides, he's still going into this fight. So that's fucking gnarly. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Don't forget to hit the icon bell so that you can get notifications if you subscribe to us right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice because we will be coming back with that Shelly Finkel show. We're going to be getting into that audio and just dissecting it, discussing, probably yelling a little bit of cursing. You know what I mean? Somebody might leave. Who knows? You know, shit gets crazy. We start talking to these fucking US, UK fighters. I'm actually getting shirts made up. The idea is still raw, but we're going with Amir Khan in red. Then we're going with Kell Brook in white, you know, outlined in probably red, kind of faded into blue. Then we'll have Anthony Joshua at the bottom in the blue, right? And what we'll do is we'll put an X through Khan, and then we'll put a following X through Kell Brook. And I don't know if we're going to put an X through Anthony Joshua, leave it blank, put maybe the question mark to the right. But you get the gist, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't know if we should lay that on top or behind, rather, should I say, behind a UK flag and put it on the back maybe from the shoulders down or on the front. I was thinking if we do it on the front, put the TBV podcast with the lightning bolt that only the Patreons got on the shoulder, or if we do it on the back, put it on the chest.
Shout out to Ness for this, for just disrespecting three of the biggest fighters over in the UK.
Wait, yeah, I mean, maybe you should wait to get them printed and see if Wilder actually signs a contract. Yeah.
My name is Michael Gross. You can follow me on Instagram at Gross1911. I'm looking forward to this fight, and as we get closer to it, the more and more interesting it's going to get, because the fighter and the trainer dynamic and the press conference is going to be a really, really good show.
All right. Yeah, you go, man.
I just TBV stepchild right now, so I'm hiding behind the IQ right now. I'm getting my banner and stuff. So it's good to see that the middleweight division is getting exciting and the vacant title belt is not a mismatch. So pretty excited for this.
Yeah, that is true, man. That is true. Ron, good one there, man. Where are the coins at? We got to give Ron a coin for that.
Right on the step shot, man.
Usually vacant title shots are one-sided. I mean, Jacob still is the favorite. But we'll see how good Jacobs is and how good Sergey Dovzhenko is. Hopefully Jacobs can separate himself here. And it's his past performances have been more like not stepping up. I mean, fighting to the level of opposition. I'm hitting the thumbs up button, ladies and gentlemen, because guess what? You can do it now, later, future, present, past. It just doesn't matter. So from 87, I made it 88. Let's get some fucking love here. You know, second show of the day. You know, anyway. We're out.